Well, those dads fail you, and you know that. That's all.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend, and we're on Keishi, 22 years of rock and roll. Stay with it for another 22 years.
Keishi 95, the St. Louis classic, The Who, of course, you recognize right there from Quadrophenia on CD. It is now 1 minute after 8 o'clock in the morning here. Weather looks like about 80 degrees outside, but Channel 4 Keishi meteorologist Mike Nelson will be on in a moment to inform us of what the weather is. We'll get that Cybertel Cellular traffic update in just a minute. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Wizard of Oz promotion that we're doing. You could get yourself, the video, the movie, Wizard of Oz. You could get yourself the hardback book, The Making of the Movie, The Wizard of Oz, the There's No Place Like Keishi t-shirt, and you could win yourself the Land of Oz dream trip, and that is anywhere in the continental United States. The Delta does fly, and we got you covered on those 6 nights at the hotel, too. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, along with a whole bunch of other stuff, including the ticket window, Ziggy Marley tickets for when he performs at the Fox Theater September 6th. But right now, let's get into the news, which is being brought to you by Engine Cleaning Amoco Ultimate Gasoline. Your car knows. Here's the UMass.
6 powerful bombs exploded in 2 cities in Colombia today, the second wave of bombing since cocaine cartels declared war. 1 bomb exploded in the capital of Bogota and 5 in the city of Medellin, the home of one of the cocaine cartels that has vowed total war on violence, officials, business leaders. That's it.
All right. Cybertel Cellular traffic coming up along with Mike Nelson's weather. This is news being brought to you by Engine Cleaning Amoco Ultimate Gasoline. Your car knows.
Who has enough confidence in the quality of their gasoline to guarantee it in every new car?
Expect more from a leader.
Let's go with that Cybertel Cellular traffic. Here's Caroline.
Richmond Heights police are on the scene of an accident on westbound 40 at Hanley Road. I'm Caroline Miller for Cybertel Cellular traffic.
Let's talk with Mike Nelson. What's the story today, Mikey? Mikey, are you there, little buddy?
He's gone.
Mikey's, no. Let me see. Mikey, you there? Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Am I here?
Yeah.
Was I here before?
Well, no, you weren't there before. For some reason, we weren't potted up. But,
oh, okay.
We'll have to talk with our engineer about that.
Well, the choice of songs just before news is very appropriate for today.
What song was that?
Well, The Rain on Me The Who.
Love Rain on Me, that's right.
Yeah, looks like it's going to do that. Not too much right now. The radar indicating a little bit of thunderstorm activity out by Columbia up toward Quincy. Later on this afternoon, though, some big thunderstorms should be redeveloping. So I don't know if you get out to the driving range this afternoon, Smash.
I was thinking about going about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it might be a little nasty about that time. The game tonight, a little bit touch and go as far as weather conditions, because I think we'll see more thunderstorm activity, and then tomorrow, mid-80s, with another good chance of showers and thunderstorms. So the wet weather just keeps on coming. We've had 3 inches of rain this month out at Columbia. They've already had 7 inches of rain since the 1st of August.
Huh. All right, Mikey, we'll talk with you a little bit later on.
Alrighty.
Here. And coming up a little bit later on here this morning, something you might definitely want to listen in on here, a guy named Brian Mitchell. He's the author of a book, The Feminization of the American Military, the book entitled Weak Link. And we should definitely get into some heated debate on this situation coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Until then, we are rocking at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. You know where you are.
Keishi 95, the original, not just a cheap copy. Keishi 95, because you're never too old to rock and roll.
Keishi 95, a couple right there, Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp, who says he will not be touring off that new album, won't be touring for a long time, may not even do any music for a long, long time, going to sit back and do some painting. Why? Not because he's tired of the music, but because he's rich enough to do so.
Can do what he wants now. But he is tired of the music scene.
Yeah.
He's a little bummed out on I guess, record companies pressuring him to have hits.
Yeah.
And that's not what he got into the business to do. He's an artist. Artists shouldn't be forced to produce commercial material.
But see, the reason he can do that is because he has made enough money to complain about it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And now, if he's not making the money, then he's got to go bust his ass like he's used to doing. And now he's made the money, he can lay back a little bit and complain.
Money is the main thing that makes the world go around, isn't it?
Kudos to him.
We need to say happy birthday to Jeremy Pierce, who is the daughter of our receptionist, Debbie.
Jeremy Pierce?
Jeremy. Little Jeremy's 13 years old today, getting over a separated shoulder.
I'll swear that Jeremy's a guy, not a girl. Did you say daughter or son?
Son.
No, you said daughter.
You said daughter.
Did I really?
Yeah, shame on you.
Oh, Jeremy, I am sorry. Well, forgive me.
No.
Well, he wasn't wearing a dress when I saw him the other day.
Happy
birthday, young Jeremy.
Yes, Debbie didn't know.
Well, we try to keep things from Mom every once in a while. Everyone has a secret life they don't want to talk about. 20 minutes. Happy birthday, Jeremy. It's 20 minutes now after 8 o'clock, 80 degrees outside. High 80s today as far as the weather is concerned. I was picking up on that story you were talking about, Representative Barney Frank. He is a homosexual, and he got elected after saying he was a homosexual. Out in Massachusetts, he got elected to the representative, and it's no problem for him. But he ran into a problem with some boyfriend or something, right? What's that story?
Yeah, he hired a male prostitute as a personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And
a housekeeper.
Right, and apparently this guy was being paid with federal money.
Oh, man. Oh. And the thing about it is, this guy, Steve Gobi is his name, was running a prostitution ring out of the congressman's home while the congressman wasn't around. So congressman was doing the thing. And then Steve wasn't making enough money off of Congressman Franco. And so, boom, all of a sudden he's making some money off a prostitution ring. And this, to me, it sounds like love gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But after I heard you do that story, I called some friends in Washington, D.C., our research department there from our sister station.
Right.
And we have come up with the top 10 things that Barney Frank did to hold Steve Gobi's interest. The top 10 things Barney Frank did to hold Steve Gobi's interest. Let's begin with number 10. He enticed him with franking privileges. Hmm. Number 9, said he could get him on a subcommittee. Number 8, he promised to introduce Steve Gobi to a rear admiral.
Hmm.
Number 7, Barney Frank brought Steve Gobi a new vacuum with a long hose and awesome suction.
Wow.
Number 6, he let him burn flags in the fireplace when no one was around. Number 5, showed him nude photos of Tip O'Neill. Number 4 in the top 10 things Barney Frank did to hold Steve Gobi's interest, bought him battery-operated scale model of the Washington Monument.
I see.
Number 3 reason, he snuck home the speaker's gavel for a game of Whack the Bad Snake.
Mm.
Number 2, he took him on a junket to Liberace's home.
Oh, boy.
And number 1 in the top 10 things that Barney Frank did to hold Steve Gobi's interest, always let him play Barney's fife.
Oh!
Hey, wait a minute there.
There you go.
It's part of our research that was done in the nation's capital there. The top 10 things Barney Frank, homosexual representative congressman, did to hold his homosexual prostitute boyfriend Steve Gobi's interest. And, of course, number 1, again, we repeat, always let him play on Barney's fife. And these are just some of the inside facts that we have here at KC95, the home of rock and roll. We're back with your opportunity at $1 million in a minute.
St. Louis Sun, may I help you?
Yeah, how much does it cost to get the Sun?
$11.